another good one to start us off for this Tuesday. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Tuesday, 6th of October, just 8 minutes past 6. The Communards, of course. Don't leave me this way.
Yeah. Oh, what a man he is. I swear to God, I'm still jealous to this day you got to see him live and I missed it.
He looks very similar to how he originally looked.
I bet he does, yeah.
To be fair to him, I'd always wanted to be somebody like who could, you know, you'd maintain that sort of look that you had. People would look at you and go, God, you haven't changed a bit.
I know.
I mean, I have transformed from 20 years ago.
Jeez, since last week now, I've done a fair stretch. I'm a different man.
You know those people, you see them, you think, that's ludicrous.
Yes.
Yeah. I know that's Dorian Gray stuff. Yeah, they haven't changed a bit. And like they're,
get younger.
It's 20 years on.
It gets younger looking.
Yeah. You know that'll never be said about me. I never get that reaction. I do get a surprise reaction. I get that. What the hell happened
Jesus
to you?
Jesus Christ, are you all right?
That's the reaction I get.
Jesus Christ, are you all right?
Yeah.
Sorry. What?
Yeah, I'm Grant. Oh, are you sure?
Are you sure?
Have you seen a doctor lately at all?
Jeez. Just stay off. I got a fright there looking at you, PJ. I just thought, yeah, like...
I know, yeah.
Are you?
We inspire a different level of shock.
Are you PJ? Yeah, Gallagher, yeah. But I went to school.
You're not his father or anything.
No,
I'm not.
No, he's dead. I'm not surprised.
I'd say he looked better than you.
Yeah.
Anyway, morning to you folks. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. JP has been on. I see the Lily White is on there as well. Also, there's Leonard in Limerick. Collie's been on sending you beautiful Christmas messages. Look at that.
Look at him. Oh, my God. Look, he can't handle it.
There it is. The famous picture from PJ's beloved RNLI station in Dunleary.
See that whiteboard? He does that for every day. Ever since before I knew Collie, that's been going on. He counts down for 364 or whatever, 3 days.
Yeah.
After Christmas Day, and he does it all every single day. It's down to 80 days.
80.
He's delighted with himself.
80 days.
You're a bad man, Collie.
That used to be the bane of your life. It was the only thing about the RNLI you didn't like.
It's the only thing. I saw it nearly every day. And he loves it. He only does it because it winds people up.
Leonard Limerick and security guard Derek. And who's this today? Damien. It's been on as well. I see Margaret and Fermoy, of course. John is sending a video. I'll have a look at that shortly. And also Elf Terry's been on. 087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout. As always, birthday's on the way. How's the heads today?
Okay, yeah.
In
the game, ready to go. Haven't been too bad or far off the mark. I'm ready for it.
Yeah, Santana, Rob Thomas and Smooth. 6:14, here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Apparently we have to say hello to your favourite scaffs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Roy James and... I think it's Marson. I thought it was a typo for Martin, but if it is a typo, they keep making it because they've called him Marson before.
Oh, yeah, they have as well. Marson. All right, Marson.
Well, there you go. Whatever floats your boat, in fairness.
Whatever floats your Marson.
And who's that? Alan in Baldoyle saying hello this morning as well. And a quick good morning, lads, in from... I don't know who that is. Hang on a second, see if I can do me. Andreas. That's as close as I'm going to get.
That'll do.
That's
I'm
close
sure
as
he'll
I'm
know.
Getting.
He can identify himself from your... You're
from my
Buster
poor,
head.
Yeah, from my poor attempt. Right, yeah. So let's do the birthdays. Here we go. A few sporty ones floating around today, starting with one of our own. It is Niall Quinn's birthday
today.
Mother Teresa.
The nun. Do you remember all of that? That was hilarious.
Was it Keane christened him that?
I did. Well, yeah, was it him that called it? Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah. He's actually a really, really nice bloke.
He is, absolutely.
I've met him on a couple of occasions.
And so is his wife.
And he's been as sound. I don't be doing anything with his wife. What do you get up to?
I worked with his wife.
You want to be careful?
I worked with his wife.
Niall, I have never been... alone in a room with your missus, ever.
But neither have
just,
I,
just
but
to
I
point
worked
that
with the woman. So I worked with her on Celebrity Banish Door. The two of us had a team each.
Yeah.
So we had
she's almost kind of like celeb in her own right,
she
really,
is,
isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, yeah. She's brilliant.
What's her name? Gillian, is it?
Gillian, yeah. Mm. Really, really sound. Really, really sound.
They must be a good family, though, because in fairness, he, as I say, on the couple of occasions I met him, he was absolutely A1.
Lovely bloke, yeah. I think
we were
going
to try and get him in here. Remember the time he was hatching a plan for the League of Ireland?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I don't know whatever happened to that. But
I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
We were going to try and get him in to talk about it and stuff like that, but it never quite...
This was the consortium thing.
Yeah.
No, it didn't
never
happen,
quite flew.
Unfortunately, like Sunderland, it didn't work out. But I have to say, He does seem like, he seems like a decent fella.
Yeah.
And I think his downfall was he was too nice during the Saipan thing. Because he really seemed to have done his best to bring everyone together.
Yeah.
And everyone told me, ah, shut up, you. Either way, it's that no good deed goes unpunished again.
Absolutely.
It really was that.
What, and wasn't he involved in the FAI for a while here, like quite recently? Like, as in, you know, holding the fort, chairman or temporary chairman.
Yeah, that's right. With the stand-in,
something like that. Yeah, yeah. After that, like, will you hold the fort there for a while?
And I think that was a bit of that again, then again, wasn't it? Like, you know, I'll do my best here while this is happening. Ah, shut up. What would you put you, though? Okay.
Right. Remind me not to do you any favours anymore.
I won't do it, so. He was going to do it for, like, a small money, you know. Well, I suppose £1 million is small money by some people that were there. I'd say that...
Niall Quinn.
Niall Quinn's about... He's about 52.
Not bad at all. 54.
Oh, okay.
There or thereabouts. Right, one of your favourites, Ricky Hatton.
Ricky Hatton. I wouldn't say I was ever a big Ricky Hatton fan.
I thought you loved the boxing.
I do. I don't never a big fan of Ricky Hatton.
Oh, really?
No.
Why is that? Oh, there's a story here, ladies and gentlemen.
No, there's not really.
Oh, trust me, I'm going to make a story out of this.
No story.
This is going to be all over the press before the end of the show, I can guarantee
you. Whenever he was fighting, I genuinely found myself cheering against him, to be honest with you.
Well, I suppose he is a Man City fan.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's got that going against him.
Yeah, but he hangs around with Rooney. Him and Wayne Rooney are best mates.
Are they?
Really good mates.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what was it you didn't like?
Just like each other.
Well, that's true, actually, to be honest.
I don't know, he was too much of that sort of... Oh, geezer down your path. Mind you, he did come out and do this thing about his mental health and everything.
Mm.
And he was in a dark place. Oh, my God.
He never struck me as a man who took the term athlete overly seriously.
He did seem
to be a man who thought that, similar to kind of like old-fashioned footballers, there was nothing wrong with a pie and a pint.
Oh, come here. This was his whole thing. It was like there was an on-season and an off-season. And when there was an off-season,
were off it.
He was off.
You fell off that wagon and it went off without you.
Off on a mad one. Like, on a mad one. Like, he was doing the Tyson Fury carry-on.
Yeah.
Long before Tyson Fury was ever around.
Oh, my God.
But he's not...
Still two-time world light welterweight champion.
Yeah, yeah. Big achievements. There's no doubt about it. And he did it when it was, like, not to knock boxing nowadays, but he did it when it was hard to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say he's not too far away from me. 47.
Believe it or not, and I'm surprised at this, I was nearly going to give you the heads up.
He?
No, quite the opposite.
Really?
He's only 42.
You're joking me.
I know.
Jeez.
I'm shocked by that. Now, I'll tell you something. Remember we were talking earlier about seeing somebody and them not changing and you being getting a shock when you see.
Yeah.
There's a shock now.
Really?
How old are you now, Ricky? 42.
What? Good Jesus. Really? What?
You're joking. What happened?
Give me a look at him now. I have to.
Ricky Hatton, 42 years.
Well.
Right.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, gee.
Right, what about this?
He looks like his ma.
I know. This will bring you back a bit, right? What about this? Bruce Grobbelaar.
Ah, he used to... I know he was one of demons. I know he was, but
he
I used to love
proper
Bruce
character,
Grobbelaar.
Though.
Proper character.
Mad as a brush.
Mad as a brush.
Remember him doing the jelly legs and all that and penalties and everything?
Big mad moustache on him. And then it turns out, we found out just there recently, he used to put piss onto the posts to break the Liverpool course. He put all... You know,
is that true?
Yeah.
Because I was just reading, the thing I'd forgotten about is, remember the bun thing? Remember he was accused of, like, taking bribes?
That's right, yeah.
And he sued the Sun.
That's right.
Newspaper or whatever,
yeah,
and all over
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
like.
Because they did that big story about the match fixing.
And he won it, like, he won it, in fairness.
Oh, yeah, he got it in fairness to him. Yeah. But, yeah, and then he came out just there about, was it last year, early this year? Says, yeah, he tried to break the Liverpool course by putting a cheese and piss on the lamp. He put it on the goals.
Wow.
Unbelievable stuff.
Oh, mad character. Funny character, though.
Great fella to have around.
Yeah.
A real old school goalkeeper. Like, who has a moustache like that in
Premier League? Well, in fairness, that's literally what got him, you know, hired by Liverpool. It was like, that bloke actually looks like a proper scouser.
Yeah, I know.
Get him in here.
He's got a whippet tied to the goalpost. He's one of ours.
He's going around. He's got a mad moustache and he smells a piss. Yeah, get him in. He's one of us.
He's one of ours. Get him in. And then his accent was the wrong one. What the? This is going to be unbelievable. Bruce Grobbelaar is about... Oh, he's about 61.
Not bad at all. 63.
Okay.
Good stuff. Right, let's give you a bit of sex symbol, shall we?
Yes,
are you able for it this hour of the morning?
I think I'm able for it.
Britt Eklund is celebrating her birthday today. Yeah, one time Rod Stewart squeeze.
That's right, yeah.
Bond girl, of course.
Dear, oh dear.
She wasn't in a great Bond movie because it was, what's his name, Roger Moore. But still.
What are you talking? You're unbelievable. Do you know that? Unbelievable. You have to rub it in every time. Roger Moore. Yeah, you think Sean Connery wouldn't get within a hair's breadth.
Actually, to be honest with you, I don't even know if it was Roger Moore. I was only saying that to slag you. The man with the golden gun, was that Roger Moore? Or was that Sean Connery?
I think that was Roger Moore.
I can't remember.
We're going to get corrected now.
Somebody else put us straight.
But and she God, was the one
she was married to Peter Sellers.
Joking.
Never knew that.
Jeez, tell you.
Tell you, make them laugh, Peter.
Oh, I know.
If only you could.
I've been trying, yeah.
If only you had a sense of humour.
I know. We keep ruining it.
Yeah, you should work on your comedy. I tell you, it could do your relationships the world of good.
I always thought if I did 10 bad jokes, it'd make it be the same as a good one. Hasn't worked out. I'd say Britt Eklund is about 73.
Not bad, 78.
Ah, fat.
And this one, I don't know if you'll remember this, but and the name alone has to stick in your head from years back. Lord Melvin Bragg. Melvin Bragg off the telly?
What was he
on? The South Bank Show and everything.
The South Bank Show, oh my God.
Yeah. I know it was kind of art stuff that, you know, likes of us, like.
I wouldn't have been mad into it now.
No, not really.
Is he the fella with the glasses? The sort of...
How would you describe it? What's he look like? He's quite a dapper character now, to be fair.
There's
to
a man
him.
In my head, and I'm not sure if it's him or not, you know that way.
What does the man in your head look
he's
like?
He's got like, he's sort of like...
Dark haired?
Yeah, frumpily dressed, and he's got those glasses on that you can kind of see through. No, of course you can see through. I mean the lenses. Glasses on you can kind of see through. As opposed to what?
Those glasses you can't see through, they're rubbish, I find.
Yeah, yeah, great they're... for a kidnapping, but not much else, yeah.
Yeah, they're not amazing. Look, it's probably him.
85.
Not bad, 81.
Ah, okay.
81,
it turns out it probably was him.
That's I'm going to put that down as a Pyrrhic victory.
Yeah, I'll take that,
of sorts.
Unbelievable. I'm still just more upset about you and George Connery, I nearly said. Roger Moore.
Yeah, what a night, December 1963. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, almost 19 minutes to 7 o'clock. 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout. Thanks for all of the WhatsApps that are in already. Thanks to Paddy and John, by the way, who just confirmed my suspicions that, yes, it was Roger Moore, the acting eyebrow, who played James Bond in...
A man can do more with his eyebrow than you covered your whole body.
The man who was in The Man with the Golden Gun, yeah, it was Roger Moore, because Britt Eklund's birthday today, and she was the Bond girl in that movie. It was 1974, apparently, and Christopher Lee played the baddie... Scaramanga. What
that's
a name for
right.
a baddie.
What a brilliant.
That's the name for a baddie or a horse, isn't it?
It is.
You're going to be a good baddie and hopefully a good horse.
Or a great baddie or a bad horse.
Either way.
With those names.
Either way. Also, Paddy and Cork just said that apparently Christopher Lee was Ian Fleming's first cousin. You know Ian Fleming who wrote all the...
Who wrote the James Bond?
Bond movies, yeah.
Jeez.
Not the Bond movies, the Bond books.
Oh, the book. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Wrote the Bond movies, Jim.
Mind you, to be fair, it's an easy mistake for you to make, considering you thought that Charles Dickens wrote musicals. That's how I remember that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You thought he wrote the whole, you've got to pick a pocket or two.
And I wouldn't mind only I thought, you've got to pick a pocket or two was from Scrooge. Yeah, So,
don't worry about that one.
No, I'm not moving too worried. On. I won't get upset over this one.
Moving on, has to be said. By the way, we were right. Marcin was the name from the lads because he's from Poland. So that is his name. It's not a typo for Martin.
Yeah, good.
And also, I've forgotten what his name was now, but Andreas is the proper pronunciation. Not you, which are Andreas. Right?
Right.
So just get back in your box.
Okay, Andreas, I'm sorry about that.
And on the subject of mispronunciations, Keith texted in earlier on just to say, don't worry about it, PJ, nobody heard you. No idea what he's talking about there.
What are you talking about?
No idea.
It's not like I made a mistake and said a very bad word or anything.
I don't know what he's talking about there.
Yeah,
world of his own.
World of
his
own, yeah.
Sure you were listening to the right station there, Keith?
I said...
What you're talking about?
I don't know, I said I'll fart or something, did I? Something like that.
Now, PJ and myself were just chatting there briefly and talking about the stuff that's on the show today. And apparently we're action-packed, that we were jammed. It's we won't fit off. It all in.
I don't know, we definitely won't. There's so much to be talking about, I don't know how we're going to fit it in.
And it turns out now you've started a trend. Apparently you've inspired a whole load of world record attempts. Ever since we announced Jaffa Jake, the whole world has decided.
The whole world is jumping on the bandwagon and trying to do them. There was 3 world records done and achieved last night. Yesterday.
Oh, God.
Ridiculous.
You're a fashion leader. You're a trendsetter.
I am a trendsetter. Look at them all jumping on, everyone jumping on the bandwagon all around Australia and everything. As if you saw, nobody
as if you thought of that by yourself.
There's no way they did. No way they did.
Right, so we'll have a look at a couple of the... Of course, we're in the build-up. Don't forget, this is all because we're in the build-up. This is all part of the motivational, psychological approach to getting PJ ready for his own big world record attempt on the Jaffa Cake eating record. Jaffa Jake in the house.
Yeah.
Boom.
Getting ready for it.
So
now,
that's
nearly
happening.
There. Practiced again yesterday.
That's happening.
Had a whole packet watching a TV show. Wasn't exactly Russian, but it's just, you know, body
yes.
association.
Hey, you know, it's okay, technically it is a sprint. Not a marathon, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. I know, but you can't. Everybody knows you can't. You have to build up to a 100-metre sprint from a marathon.
Exactly.
So that's the way I'm going at it.
I like it.
You have to build up.
Also, since yesterday was football deadline day, there was a couple of stories that came out of it which actually have very little to do with football, but are very entertaining.
Yeah, I know.
We'll tell you one of them later on as well.
I'll tell you something.
And also, of course, then our regulars, in about an hour's time, we're going to have a crack at the hit bit. We missed out on 4K Monday.
We did.
But we're still at what? 1,960. Lovely.
So that's what we have this morning. So it's still a chunk of change. That's for sure.
Absolutely. ClassicHits.ie if you want to check it out. We're going to play in about an hour's time. And also, great news on the Breakfast Table quiz this week. Everyone wins. We have a €125 gift voucher from Top Oil for you to spend on, anything. Petrol, diesel, home heating oil, whatever it is. And that's every single day just for playing with us. And then if you do get the top score at the end of the week, they'll upgrade it to €500. So that's pretty cool as well. Again, if you want to get involved in any of that, just give us a shout. 087-188-0008. Magic Mike is standing by. Yeah, 80s classic, movie classic, of course, Flashdance. What a feeling. Irene Carr here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, 6th of October. Good to have you with us, folks. It is Hitbit Hour, of course. It's on the way in about 40 minutes' time, thereabouts. Magic Mike standing by in the West this morning on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. Let him know if you want to play. But you'll have to do it in text form, obviously. You'll have to be able to read it. There's no point in just waving your hands, making some sort of weird gesture, is there, PJ?
No chance at all. I tell you something. You may look like some mad elfle that doesn't know what he's doing with himself.
Yeah.
Jiggling and poking at the air. People will think they'll be reporting you for losing your marbles, is what they will. So, I suppose, what are you getting at, PJ? Get to it, for God's sake. Well, hold on, I'm in the middle of a row with myself.
Right.
So, gestures. You know the way we have certain gestures that are very particular to certain times? As far as you and me are concerned, they would feel very natural. So, for instance, you pretend you're writing in the air when you want to get the bill.
Yeah.
You know that way you
get
do
somebody,
that.
You catch somebody's eye, you don't want to shout.
Yeah.
And you mime that sort of scribbly thing and you go, get the bill please.
And you show them your teeth for some reason.
Yeah. Because you have to over mime it.
Yeah.
Can I get the bill?
I just do a big grimace. I literally just scribble in the air and do this. Put my teeth out. I don't know.
Yeah.
And all of
surely everybody does that.
Well, you would have thought so. And then when it comes to asking for the time, you may do a thing where you'd hold your hand up and tap your watch. You know,
if you had a watch, you wouldn't really. You wouldn't really ask.
Well, sorry, you might tell someone they're late by tapping. You know, you tap the watch.
Yeah.
Right? And they'd be like, or ask the time.
That's one of those. That's one. What time do you call this?
Yeah, one of them. You know,
tapping
you tap the watch.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, young people be there going, this fella's like, he's showing off. He thinks he's great because he knows how to tell the time.
Yeah.
Or he has a watch or whatever. Yeah.
What's he doing? I think he might be checking his pulse, is he?
Or you know the way you do you point at your hand with no watch on it and you go, no, no, no. For some reason you go, no, no, no. You never say, have you got the time? You go, no, no. And then someone goes, do you ever do that? Why do we do that?
So we're talking about all those, like when you used to do that thing. I don't know if you could, I suppose you wouldn't really do it anymore with mobile phones. Maybe it wouldn't make a difference. But anyway, you know that thing where you used to put your hand
yeah, you do that.
Into, yeah.
Well, have you seen that?
Like a thumb out and a finger out one end, and you'd hold it to your ear.
The phone,
and go,
and you'd point.
Give us a bell, yeah. Give us a bell.
Yeah. Or you'd say someone's on the phone.
Yeah.
You do that.
Where is he? He's on the phone.
Have you seen the way kids do that now?
I mean,
they get the flat of their hand and they go like this.
That looks ridiculous.
Yeah, they just put the palm of their hand next to their face. Have you seen that?
And that's the mobile,
because
modern
they've never
version.
Seen that, only a flat phone. Lunatics, young
people. Mad.
So now they think we're the weirdos, because they're like, they see us doing all these gestures. They don't know what they mean. Like another one is when you pull up with someone in the car, or you wave at someone and you go to roll down the window. You do the rolling with your hand.
Nobody's rolled down a window in about 10 years.
No, yeah. Well, we still say put the phone on the hook. No one's done that since 1918.
Yeah, no, yeah. When you do that thing, you wind your hand around, like what window?
Wind down the window. If you do that to someone who's lower than I don't know 30, they will be like, "What is he circling? Look, he's going. He thinks he's saying to me, your car has wheels. Your car has wheels." And there's loads of those. So there's all these motions, and they're completely going out of date. They're completely going out of date. So it's to the point that they're asking us maybe not to do them anymore. Because younger people don't know what we're saying.
I won't use them with the younger people. I'll use them with old people like you. And then you'll know what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm happy to that.
I mean, surely the universal one for a drink or whatever, you know. Surely even young people do that.
Oh, the drink, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, like having a jar. You know, and you hold your hand in that weird C shape to your mouth.
Are you going for a drink? I can't see that changing. Unless they've redesigned how to drink or something. Young people, to do it with two hands. Because it's a beaker. They're the little juice beaker to do it with just two hands. I don't know. Mind you, you'd be some person that would be 25 years old drinking out of a beaker.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's they're saying it's one of the ways we know we're getting old. And to be careful now when you're communicating with young people through signals alone, as there's a fairly good chance they won't know what you're on about. So speak clearly and don't do what we normally do. Which is, I'm on time.
Stop miming it.
Have you got time?
Yeah.
Showing your teeth to waitresses. With scribbling in the air and showing your teeth.
I'm trying to
You have to make yourself very loud, very clear and say, can I have the bill, please? Or can I get the check? As there are a lot of people say nowadays as well. Very American.
I'm trying to think what else you would use. What other kind of symbols did you use? Because you'd use them a lot. You know, if you're in a sort of a loud environment.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'd be signalled to somebody, you know, when you're across the room, like, I'm off. I'm going. And you're just
pointing
randomly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, what's he saying? I think he's saying something about he's hit the wall.
He's saying he wants to look out the window. He wants to, why is he doing that? I don't know, he's mad for that window. Every time he come out after a couple of points, he goes mad to look out the window, never see him again.
There's got to be more of them, isn't there?
Yeah, and there's the jacket one, you know.
Have you seen me, and
you do this, you do the rolling, the rolling shoulders.
Miming of putting the jacket on.
Yeah, so you put your elbows up, so you do that. Have you seen me, jacket? And you do that. you put your hands at your shoulders and you roll your elbows all the way up over your ears.
You end up looking like you're about to go into a verse of any old iron, old iron.
It's going to be right where I am, all right. Oh, no, there's so many of them when you think about it, you know, the whole, and that thing, I stick my face into people if I haven't heard them properly.
Maybe what do you mean, stick your face?
So, it's really annoying, like, because I'm, you know the way I'm deaf as opposed, like, you know the way my headphones have to be on 100%, like, for me to hear anything.
Yeah,
wrong.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, if some people, if they don't hear something, they do that, they get their hand, they put it, like, it's a cup.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And they go,
behind the ear.
Excuse me, like that. Yeah, you know, I didn't hear. Whereas I just seem to do this weird thing where I stick my face forward. And look confused. I just move my head too much forward and put it real confused.
I think that might be unique to you, buddy.
You look at me, I'm huh? Yeah. Are you all right? I didn't hear you. It's just weird. Weirdo. You want to see, and it annoys everyone. They're like, stop doing that stupid face.
If there's any we're forgetting, will you let us know? 087-188-0008 if you're somebody like, obviously, it appears to be our generation. That make all these little symbols for like a. Do you want a cuppa? Do you want a cuppa?
Yeah, yeah.
And whatever.
Wait, like you're turning a key.
Exactly. And basically, all you're doing is shaking your hand.
You put your elbow up, yeah. Cuppa. And just like that in front of your face, like you're turning a key to a door, yeah. And I'll have one, yeah. You don't even actually say, I'll have one. You go, two sugars, yeah. Perfect. Perfect.
Right, let us know. 087-188-0008 if there's any more that we're forgetting about. There must be lots, I mean.
See, this is the thing. When we didn't grow up with emojis, Jim.
Yeah.
You know, we had no way of just sending a picture or a face or whatever. So we were literally performing our own emojis. And we never even knew it. before.
Ahead of our time. REM, Losing My Religion, 20 past 7. Here are classic hits. Tuesday, 6th of October. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout. A few people have been on doing the pretend knife and fork thing.
Oh, yeah.
When you're going for your lunch or whatever.
That's right,
yeah. Where are you going?
Going for, you know.
Yeah, boy, to eat. The old, the driving. Are you driving or
the
will
I? Of course, the
holding your hands in the air, doing the pretend wheel thing.
Yeah, how are you getting
are there? Are you driving or?
You're going to do the, you know, the old side to side with the wheelie thing.
Yeah. The other thing is, I remember as well, you know the way people do that thing when you're talking about either the future or the past?
Yeah.
And yet you signal in the air. So you'd say, somebody say, when are you going on holidays? Oh, week after next.
Oh, yeah, the week,
and you
yeah.
do, and you hold your hand and you do like a little jump
and
thing with your
hand. And you do a
jump,
yeah, so yeah. The week
after next.
And then you do a big hop after next.
Yeah. Or if you say to somebody, it happened years ago, ah, that was ages ago.
Throw it over your shoulder.
You throw it off.
Grab it and throw it over your shoulder. Ah, that was years ago, over your shoulder. Yeah, I know, yeah. It's gas, isn't it?
If young people don't do that, so do they have their own set of symbols, or they just don't gesture at all?
Well, for instance, with the phone, they do. So the phone is this new flat hand, rather than the hook hand and the thumb and the, you know, a very complex one. It's just flat hand. You know, give us a call like that.
Yeah.
Just put a flat hand. As far as the other ones, I don't think so. I mean, I suppose it's very hard when they do everything the same way.
To be honest with you, nowadays... Because you know the way we said that you'd have to, you normally use it when you're in like a loud environment and you're trying to say to somebody, I'm going. You know,
yeah.
And you're doing all that. But sure, now you just send them a text. Yeah, I'm gone.
That's it.
That's
walk
it.
Out the door and says,
there's no need.
Just left, see you next time. You don't have to be outside going, I do now, dear. I see you next week, the week after next. Sure, that was ages ago.
Wham, and I'm your man here at Classic Hits. 23 minutes to wait. Magic Mike is the man you need to impress. If you want to get on to play the hit bit, it's on the way very shortly indeed, just minutes. Final call if you want to get involved. Let Mike know you want to play. 087-188-0008. Now, in the meantime, we mentioned earlier on, of course, yesterday was transfer deadline day for Premier League football clubs or whatever, and there was all the shenanigans. Sky have a field day with it. And all that sort of stuff. It's wall to wall, you know. They're kind of, to be honest with you, a lot of it is a bit boring, but you're not allowed to say that. You have to pretend that you're really excited.
It's just boring.
But I tell you, apart from all of the football-y stuff, don't mind that. There was an extraordinary story came out that was buried among all of the transfer news, and it was the departure of the legendary Gunnarsaurus,
one of the most famous and iconic mascots in Premier League history, was let go. He's been fired from his job. He started there. His real name is Jerry Coy. The name of Gunnarsaurus. He started there in 1993.
Just for non-football fans, in case anybody's listening who's not necessarily a football fan, we're talking about the mascot, which is basically Arsenal's mascot was a dinosaur in an Arsenal jersey. Wearing a cap.
And a damn fine cap and job Mr. Jerry Coy did too. To be honest, the only Arsenal member of the Arsenal squad that I really had any respect for over the years is Gunnarsaurus.
And he's gone.
He's been given the boot. Cost-cutting measures have hit the Premier League all over. Of course they have. There's no longer fans in the stadium. And Gunnarsaurus has been seen as disposable. They've said if there's no fans for him to be cheering on, he asked that they finally have to let him go. Mr. Jerry Coy, since 1993, has been making fans happy.
That's a long stint, isn't it? Since 1993?
Yes, since 1993, yeah. He also, the problem is, Mr. Jerry Coy, Gunnarsaurus, has been working from home. His suit, the Tyrannosaur,
has been he's been dressing up in his house.
He has been dressing up in his house and doing Zoom calls to other mascots, and they've been having little Zoom parties. He's been Zooming some of the fans.
That's amazing. I can't believe they've let him go.
Yeah, I can't believe. Now, of course.
So, lad, working from home.
He is working from home.
So he gets into the dinosaur suit.
He gets into the suit. He has his...
In his front room.
He has his lunch or his tea. And then he gets into the gear and he goes on Zoom and he has a chat with Eric the Red, or he has a chat with any of the other mascots, or he talks to fans that they get on that maybe need a little bit of cheering up or whatever.
That's
and
amazing.
He's been doing it, working from home, and now in a savage cut, they've let him go. Arsenal fans have not reacted well. Of course,
how much are they saving? Because there was a thing yesterday on Sky Sports, and Paul Merson, who was an ex-Arsenal legend, of course, was talking about it.
Yeah,
and I think he was playing along with it. and he was joking along with it.
Yeah.
And he made some comment about him being paid, was it 80 grand or something?
I don't know is the truth.
Do we know what his genuine salary was?
I've tried to find it this morning. Right. I can't find it. I doubt it was that much because he was left. He still was there because he was a part-timer, so they kept part-time staff. I doubt it.
I think Merson was just having a laugh. He was just playing along with it, yeah.
Although Paul Merson has come out and says it's absolutely disgraceful. He says it's a terrible shame. And he started the ball rolling with it all. And now they're saying, the Arsenal fans are saying, we cannot let our dinosaur go extinct. And they've started a GoFundMe
there was
to
a great,
get money for Gunnersaurus.
There was a great tweet or text or something into Sky Sports yesterday from an Arsenal fan saying, can we not just keep the suit and put Ozil in it?
I tell you. I mean, you can see sense to that, can't you?
Wow. You really can. I love the mascot thing. I think that's a real shame.
Here.
I love the mascot thing. You know the way you introduced me to that site? The Twitter account.
It's called Mascots Minute Silence.
Yeah.
And it's one of the funniest things because, you know, of course, there's a... Unfortunately... Sports like, well, no.
Yeah, well, when it commemorates stuff, you know, there's minute silence.
That's deserved minute silence.
And obviously, everybody looks somber and they're all in their kit and everything, but it's just very hard to take some of the mascots in that environment. It's very hard to not find that funny.
Was it West Brom had where their mascot was a dishwasher or a fridge or something?
No, there was one of them had a mascot which was a boiler.
A boiler.
It was just basically a big white square, and because they were sponsored by a boiler company.
I think it was, yeah, and it was standing there for minute silence for Poppy Day. Boiler.
It was just a boiler.
Man in a boiler, like not in a boiler suit, dressed as an actual boiler. Standing there doing, like, it's very funny.
Oh.
And like, even when, like, in fairness, even Gunnersaurus and Eric the Red and all them, when there's something very serious going on, you just see a fella trying to look
who's
serious.
Eric? Who's Eric the Red? Fred the Red.
Fred the Red.
Eric.
Do you know what? I'm thinking of a friend of mine.
Who's known as Eric the Red? What's he, communist?
Oh, he's a United fan. Yeah. Oh my God, Eric
Fred
the Red.
Red. That's
Eric
amazing.
The Red is a Viking.
We'll have to get him. Actually, what's the Bows? Do Bows have a mascot?
No, they don't. No, no. Mind you, you're going to get a lot of smart comments now that you've asked that question. But
oh,
I'm,
really?
Yeah, but they don't.
Do any of the League of Ireland sides have one?
Yes, they do. Hooperman. Shamrock Rovers have Hooperman.
Hooperman.
They
right,
do.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's there.
I have to say, I love the mascot thing. I love when they do all those stupid things like with mascot races and...
Oh, I love all that.
You know, have the mascots take part in things and
I
all
don't
that.
Know
I just
why
think it's fantastic.
I get such joy out of some ages like, in a suit.
Yeah, it's like... remember the days of It's a Knockout?
Yes.
Remember that show?
Where it was just a person laughing at people falling over mascot costumes, essentially.
That's effectively what it was, yeah. He's got a bucket of water! He's lost a bucket of water!
It's great crack. And as you were saying, with transfer deadline day yesterday, Seville have actually put in a bid for Gunnersaurus. Spanish football club Seville SC have joked on social media about signing Gunnersaurus during the transfer window. As fans said, they were worried about where he'd go. They said, we will put a bid in if he'd like to represent us and change
Brilliant.
The jersey. Arsenal fans
to be fair,
are a bit happy.
We could have put a bid in for him, not as a mascot, just as an actual player. even in the suit, he'd have probably done a better job.
His head is smaller than Harry Maguire's.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax, home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit from a classic hit, but what hit is it?
Hit Bit! The Hit Bit is worth €1,960 today. A lovely chunk of change is what it is. Here's what it sounds like one more time. There you go, that's all you get today. You got a few of them yesterday because we were on that big £4,000 ridiculous amount of Las Vegas style.
Which will roll around again, you know. 4K Monday will be on the way next Monday if somebody doesn't get it in there in between times.
And true enough, let's try and give it away first though to, is it Aisha?
Aisha,
I beg your pardon, big Aisha. No like me. How are you getting on, Aisha?
I'm good, thanks, how are you?
Not so bad at all. What's your plans for the day?
I'm just on my way to work there.
Oh, very good. You sitting in the car?
No, I'm just walking towards work there.
Oh, all right, very good. Are you allowed to tell us what you do?
Oh, I work as a data officer in a company.
A data officer?
In a company. Yes. Although she's telling us nothing here.
Literally, yes.
She's letting us know that,
it's in a building somewhere.
So, Aisha, if that is your real name, we'd love to give you some money here this morning. What do you think it is?
I think it is Reflex by Duran Duran.
Ah, that's a cracking song.
Great old tune.
Yeah, that's a crack. We haven't heard that one in a while, actually.
Yeah, that's one to get on. Anyway, listen, right, time to head to the West. The one and only Magic Mike. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and good morning, Aisha. I'm going to save a prayer for you. But unfortunately, it is wrong, Aisha. I'm sorry.
That's the worry. Thank you.
Shame.
Well, have a great day in our company, Aisha.
Exactly, yes. Working in our company.
Perfect, thanks, guys.
Take care, cheers.
Take care, see you later.
Bye-bye now.
Andrew waiting patiently there. Hey, Andrew.
How's it going, lads? All right?
Not too
super,
bad,
yep.
How are you, Andrew? What's your plan for today?
School run and loads of dishes, because I've been off work since February.
Oh, great.
We'll be back.
Oh, really, have you?
Yeah, nightmare. Suspected disc slip, so I'm waiting on an MRI.
Oh, the joys of it. And at least you get to have a nice day off doing all the dishes and the school
run.
No,
I'm sick of days off.
Yes.
Sick of them. There's only so many dishes you can wash in a day, like, you know.
Yeah,
well, it's a good job you don't have a lot to do. Yeah. What with your bad back and everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I suppose.
Tell you what you want to do. What you should do is you should phone PJ during the course of the day and you can swap stories. He'll tell you about his bad feet and his funny waterworks and everything.
I'm telling you, I'm all over that. I'll call you later, Andrew. We'll go through it all.
Deadly. We'll have a crack.
Right, so Andrew, let's try and give you some money to cheer you up anyway. What do you think it is?
I think it's Prince, the most beautiful girl in the world.
Top tune. What do you
might
reckon
I say,
there, Mike?
Might I say one of my favourite tunes of all time? Andrew McGrath. Andrew McGrath said,
Andrew McGrath. I don't believe he went for that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Andrew, it is wrong, unfortunately, my friend.
Yeah, I know. I bet your back hurts
worse
than ever now.
I'd say you forgot about the pain in your back with the pain of that one. Unbelievable. Listen, Andrew, take care of yourself, man. Stay safe. Cheers, man.
Take care.
I can't believe you went for a pun like that with a poor man with a bad back. Michael.
Come on, lads. That was brilliant.
I don't know about brilliant. If there wasn't an Ireland match this week, you'd never have got away with it. It's the only thing getting you out of trouble.
Fair play. Right, thank you, Michael. Speak to you very shortly. Right, so there's a couple more you can scratch off your list. Mike's going to pop those up on classichits.ie, add them to the list of guesses that it is not, and you'll get another chance to play for that €1,960. Half past one today, Niall Boylan will give you another crack at the Hit Bit. And a reminder, of course, 4K Monday could roll around again if nobody gets it before then. So worth staying on the case.
I wouldn't hang around, though. I'd still keep trying to play. You never
know.
Could go any time. Mr. Mike there and his clues. Never know what happens.
Spice Girls to get us going. 8 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Of course, on the way this hour, the Breakfast Table Quiz. And the good news this week is you don't even have to get the top score to be a winner. Just for getting on to play, if you can convince Magic Mike to let you on to have a go, a €125 gift voucher courtesy of Top Oil for you to spend on their petrol, diesel or home heating oil will be yours. And then if you do manage to get the top score at the end of the week, we'll upgrade it to €500. So that's pretty cool. That's
pretty
on the way
good,
this hour.
Right,
and also, if you're a parent listening to us at the moment, you may be familiar with the idea of a messy bedroom, okay?
Yes.
I don't think it's the teenagers that are always to blame, PJ, is it?
Certainly is not. You dirty shower. I know who you are out there. I tell you something, Jim, I have an awful lot of flaws, and there's no doubt about it, but one thing I will give myself credit for is I'm tidy. It's hard to...
You are a bit meticulous when it comes to the cleaning stuff, aren't you?
I am a little bit meticulous. I don't like a mess now. I'm not into it, you know what I mean? I like to clean things up, and then I'm looking at pictures here on the Mirror newspaper, and I want to get sick on my own trousers and show it to the world. It's so disgusting. They've went looking for the messiest, dirtiest bedroom in the UK.
Right.
They found it. And
am I right in thinking that it's adults who are to blame for
adults,
this?
It's adults actually sent in these pictures of their own bedrooms, and it's disgusting. And where did they find it? Where did they find this? The UK's. I mean, this hurts me in so many different ways. They found it in Ireland. UK, for a start, I'm upset.
Oh, you mean
now.
Up the north?
Up north.
Right, okay.
You know what I mean? Let's face it now, it's the dirtiest one in Ireland, is basically what we're dealing with. UK, get out of it. This is the dirtiest bedroom that we know of in the world at the moment is in County Down.
Now, hang on a second, just to be clear, right?
The woman is called Sarah.
There's a difference between messy as in untidy, as in, you know, you need to put that stuff away, and dirty as in sticky carpet,
Right, well,
kind of awful.
Let me run you through this. I'm looking at a picture of this bedroom here. Completely covered in rubbish and clutter. Empty McDonald's bags, biscuit wrappers. There's crumbs on the floor. The carpet is you wouldn't know what colour it is. It's half vomit, half poo, half wee. It's disgusting. An unmade bed and a dead plant right beside the unmade bed. Make your bed in the morning, you ever hear this?
And water your plant.
And water your plant, for the love of God. She's actually delighted with herself because she's won a competition to have the dirtiest bedroom that they were able to find. What a brand new bed she won. Like, what? She's going to wreck it. She'll be only firewood in 6 months the way this woman lives.
Is it really gross? Like, I know Magic Mike is probably going to put the photograph up on...
I'm telling you now,
Jim. Our Facebook and Twitter, but is it really bad?
It's absolutely... I'm only just... The only thing that upsets me the most out of it, the dirty fecker has empty Jaffa Cakes boxes on the ground. And I just thought that someone that eats Jaffa Cakes to that degree, you'd think it'd have a little bit more decency about them. Do you think they'll have a little bit more decency?
You feel Jaffa Cakes are a sign of...
I feel like she's let us all down.
General integrity and...
I'm busy pigging myself out and half choking on Jaffa Cakes to try and win a title for Ireland that wouldn't be embarrassing. And here's this woman, Sarah, with the Jaffa Cakes all over the bottom of the room. You want to see it. Like, there's clothes and all that. All the drawers are open. There's empty cans thrown around. Empty, like I said, McDonald's wrappers. It sort of looks like she started with a sort of thing at the wall, right, that she used to, like, pin notices to. And then it just turns gradually into this huge pile that covers the room. But she's not the only one. You know, some of the rooms are absolutely disgraced. There's one room, a fella took a picture of it with his pizza on the ground. And I swear to God, if a dog went in there and looked at the room and that pizza, he'd run away screaming.
What do you mean pizza on the ground? Like out of its box?
That's kind of lying on the top of the box. Like the box, it was obviously taken out of the box, put on the top of the box. It's disgusting. I don't even think it's a fella. Maybe it's hard to know if it's a man or a woman, because there's Minnie Mouse slippers and an empty can, Foster's cans,
right,
all over the place. It's just disgusting. I can't understand how people live like this, man. I can't understand it. I'm one of those people. I watch these programs and all, you know, them Trinnies and Susannas and all them.
Yeah.
And I get fierce judgmental. Oh, I get fierce judgmental. I'm like, you're going, would you look at your one? I look at them like, and I'm not like an extremist or anything.
Yeah.
You know, like those.
I mean, there's a huge difference between a quick tidy around or, you know, put your washing in the washing basket, or, you know, put your clothes away or whatever.
Yeah.
Or make your bed, as you say, versus like grime and dirt and old food and stuff like that.
And there's another one there. Like, I swear, I've counted 14 bags of McDonald's. I'll tell you something. Jaffa Cakes really do make a man. Oh, let me just say, I'm telling you,
I can't believe this has come around to Jaffa Cakes.
I'm just saying that there seems to be a pattern here. If you happen to bring a lot of McDonald's home to the house, they happen to build up a pile. People who are eating Jaffa Cakes tend to use bins more frequently. I'm just saying it seems to be a pattern. That's all I'm saying.
That's extraordinary to think you wouldn't just throw wrappers and things in the bin. You wouldn't just throw the stuff out.
I know.
I mean, surely after... Don't get me wrong. I love a delicious McDonald's, especially a free one when Andy Bad News brings it in the mornings.
For sure.
But like, you know,
throw it in the bin.
If there's multiple amounts of them in your bedroom, surely it starts to smell.
Now, before anyone starts on about me for not having washed my pillows for 10 years, fine. Before anyone starts on about me for wearing the same pair of pants that I've had since my communion, yes, I still wear them, but I wash them frequently, fine. Yes, I do those things. You know, I do wash the pillowcases frequently. So, yeah, I mean, you could possibly judge me quite harshly if you wanted to.
But you're not on this level.
But I'm not on this level. This is outrageous. This is absolutely outrageous.
Let's just see. Okay, this was officially voted. Now, okay, it was a UK survey, and it just so happened that they found...
It ended in Ireland.
...the winner in Northern Ireland. So let's just find out if anybody thinks that they've got or know someone who's got a bedroom that could compete with that as the dirtiest, messiest bedroom.
I swear to God.
In the country. 087-188-0008, by the way. Do let us know.
Now, the way I've carried on is if anyone's got... It's going to have to be public shaming at this point, because one's going to say...
Anonymity is a great thing, I find, in these situations.
Or even...
It's the classic asking for a friend.
Or on the other hand, if you happen to get... Oh, my God. I've just realised. I'm trying to break a Guinness World Record. I've been wearing the same pair of pants for 20 years, Jim. There's got to be something in that.
Brian Adams, of course, Summer of 69 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Thanks for letting us hang out with you. 18 minutes past 8 o'clock. On this Tuesday, 6th of October, Magic Mike's just been on to us to say that the pictures that PJ has been trying to describe to us are now up on our Facebook page.
They're disgusting.
If you go to Classic Hits Facebook page, Now you'll see these pictures for yourself. I'm going to go and check them out myself, to be perfectly honest with you. And also, we had Northside Tony on, who says that bedroom that you were talking about, PJ, sounds tidy in comparison to some of the bedrooms I've seen while doing my jobs.
What's his job, lads?
Now he says in that I've had to wear a full decontamination suit. To help get people out of these bedrooms. What is it the Northside Tony does?
He must clean up crime scenes or something, does he? I can't imagine. What, you got to tell us what you do, Northside Tony, please.
Yeah, we'll have to find out what that is.
It makes you ask the question, though, because do you remember there was a certain member of staff in here was highly offended when we realised that he or she, let's not be too specific, but anyway, we learned that he uses the same towel for months on end.
That's right, Mike. Who was that person? Who was that?
That's an outrageous accusation, and I'm not too sure it even happened.
I'm just pretty sure we had a chat one time about somebody in here that uses the same towel for months at a time.
I think I remember Tara Duggan being particularly outraged when she found out that you had habit of not changing your towel for 6 months.
Wait a second. It's gone from a couple of weeks to months to now 6 months.
What did you say
his expression was when Tara confronted him?
Yeah, she said it to him, and he goes, "That's outrageous." He was very offended when she suggested you were actually going to give yourself a disease from your own.
That's rich coming from Tara.
That was incredible. So I can't believe I was literally about to ask Mike, how are you on the bedroom front?
Yeah.
But what I mean is, do you have a messy bedroom, Michael?
I wouldn't say I'm dirty, but I am messy. Yes, I would agree with that.
Do you know what I used to hate as well, right? You know when you go to a hotel with someone else, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to God, what I need in a hotel fits in my pocket, right? I have me jocks and me socks, me toothbrush in me short pocket. That is what I need, man.
Right.
And then you go in, and you go into the toilet to do your business, and you come out, and someone's planted a no warning car bomb in a suitcase, and it's gone off.
And there's clothes everywhere.
You're like, what are you doing?
I'm laying them out.
You've ruined everything about this room. What is going on here? How can there be clothes everywhere? We've been here 20 minutes.
And listen, Mike, you know, with the little ones, are they, you know, well, I suppose they don't really have to be responsible for cleaning up their own rooms yet, really, do they? A bit young for that.
We're trying to teach at the moment. It's a learning curve to try and get our little ones to tidy up after themselves. But they just make a mess. I mean, what is the point in me keeping tidy? It's like a bomb goes off in the house every 10 minutes anyway. So.
And in fairness to them, they're on a hiding to nothing, really, when you consider the role model they have. You know what I mean? A father who doesn't even change his towel for 6 months.
Yeah. It's not 6 months. It's a couple of weeks.
That's the Pointer Sisters. I'm so excited here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Breakfast table quiz on the way. Everyone a winner. Just for playing, if you can convince Magic Mike to let you on to play, you'll walk away with a €125 Top Oil gift voucher. 087-188-0008. A couple of quick shout-outs. Jack is 18 today. Now, I don't know Jack's surname, but his mum and dad and his two sisters, Alana and Keelan, have been on. Apparently, Jack, obviously his birthday today, and apparently Avril Lavigne and Complicated was number one at the time. 18 years ago.
You're joking.
So they were looking for that to be played. Haven't got a chance to get that on, unfortunately. Sorry about that.
But I still see Avril Lavigne as someone who gets her presents from Santa, like.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah. Anyway, listen, Jack, again, there was no surname associated with that, but listen, happy 18th birthday to you. And also, can you say, wish my son Adam McMahon a happy birthday, 30 today.
Wow, happy birthday.
Mom, Dad, brother Brandon and sister Caitlin, all in Limerick. So, Adam McMahon, happy birthday to you. That's where you jump in and speak.
Oh, sorry,
now.
I thought you were playing a nice track there. I was waiting to hear what sort of background music you had on.
No, well, you see, you're going to do smelly things again, and you're being deliberately disgusting this morning.
I'm being deliberately
You were talking about messy, disgusting bedrooms, which you can see now on our Facebook page if you want to go along. Magic Mike has uploaded the photographs. And now you want to talk about stinky food.
I do. Well, I do. I want to talk about deliberately stinky food because people like yourself, Jim, I've long had an issue with you, and you've long had an issue with the likes of me as well. Just because I eat things way past their sell-by dates.
Yeah.
You know, you always... I've been frequently judged.
I've been known to err on the dark side, you know.
What, like 24 hours or something? Yeah. I'm talking.
Yeah, well, not like you, a couple of months later.
There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it makes no sense. It makes no difference with food. We've been talking about smelly bedrooms now. Like you said, we're going to talk about smelly food. According to some good food to go sort of research people, it's really irrelevant. But they talk. It is irrelevant because I'm talking about myself. They talk about how much food gets wasted every year. And now they've developed, right, this new Smell Boy label. So you know the way you have your best before date, your use before date, your display before date, all that? Now they're going to have a smell label. They're trying to get it off the ground. So you scratch it, and then you'll get the smell of what food smells like when it's actually gone off. And then you can smell the actual contents of the food. And you go, oh, okay, it's all right.
It
smells like the smelly label.
A scratch and sniff.
A scratch and sniff thing to let you know if your food has gone out of date or not. Which I think is an absolutely brilliant idea. Because there's so many people out there that literally, it's as if they think chicken goes off at midnight. You know what I mean? Like, it's perfectly okay.
That's me done.
And then it hits midnight and goes, oh, I didn't eat it. It has to go into the bin. Would you get out? I'd stick a week on that. Grand, it's when it goes grey and weird, when it starts trying to run out of the fridge and it's all okay, great, fair enough.
Then you are the embodiment of that Homer Simpson episode with the sandwich.
See, this is the thing now. You see, I think there's a happy medium. I think there's a happy medium there somewhere.
To be fair, that is a good idea. So a comparison, because people constantly do that thing in their households where they go, does that smell all right to you?
Yeah.
So you've got two people who don't really know deciding between themselves. Now at least you have a benchmark.
And if you don't know, it's grand.
Right.
I tell you, every so often I do get, my belly goes a little bit weird and makes grumbles. But I never get sick. You know, I never get actually sick. You know what I mean?
Ladies and gentlemen of Ireland, I just want to point out at this point in time, neither PJ Gallagher nor myself are medical professionals or food safety professionals in any way, shape or form.
Well,
do not listen to us in terms of advice.
I would don't know about that. You say I'm not a professional. I've been eating out of date food for years. So I beg to differ.
You class yourself as a bit of an expert.
I class myself as a bit of an expert.
Right.
They say that beer contributes to a huge amount of waste. So as soon as beer goes off, people seem to throw it out, even though it's full of sugar. Tons of fruit juices, oats. As if oats can go off. I have oats out there. I think they went off 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm still eating.
Because, I mean, and to be fair, like, they're still, like, the weevils that are living in your oats out there are, they seem perfectly happy.
Protein, Jim. Protein. Everybody needs protein in their diet. So weevils, there's nothing wrong with a weevil or two.
And they never fall down.
They don't. And I tell this is the thing as well. So use by dates, don't talk about the freshness of your food, right? Use by dates, such as smoke. Oh, actually, hold on. This is wrong. They do talk about the freshness of food.
You're just going to skip this little bit that doesn't fit your argument.
It doesn't fit my narrative, Jim. It has to go. It has to go. So let's skip over this one because this is the important one. Use by dates are the valid guide. You have to study. I don't use them. But they say you should. Whatever.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen of Ireland, we are not medical professionals or food experts. Yeah,
although, I will say, if you freeze something, you can ignore the use by date. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Although yesterday we found out, we thought you could freeze something forever.
Forever, and you can't.
But apparently even when frozen, eventually
it does, hit a point where you can't eat it anymore. Best before dates is what I was meant to talk about.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that mean effectively very
nothing.
Little. It just means that it's slightly better to eat it before the date than it is after the date. It won't harm you. It's not a bother. In fact, I found in my local fruit and veg market, it means you get it for half the price.
Yeah. Because I was just going to say that. I mean, you wouldn't put a best before date on a banana. You'd just kind of know. There's times when it's like perfect to eat, and then there's times it's a little bit overripe, but it's grand.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then when you're in the veggie shop and you find all them pasta filled little things, and they're like, they went out a day a week ago. Nothing wrong with them. Half price. And they didn't even half price. Sometimes nothing at all. Sometimes they throw them.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to take stuff out of bins, BJ.
Well, I tell you, Jim. The tastiest bin I've ever been around.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
Everyone a winner on the Breakfast Table quiz this week. What you're winning, of course, is free fuel courtesy of Top Oil. Just for coming on with us, you get a chance to, just for coming on with us, you will guaranteed get yourself a €125 gift voucher from Top Oil. You can use it for their petrol, diesel, or indeed their home heating oil. And if you do manage to get the top score, they'll upgrade that to a €500 gift voucher. And this is all part of a big promotion they have on the go at the moment. The best website to check out for it is topoilwin.ie. Topoilwin.ie. They've got all sorts going on there. There's 180 €25 gift vouchers to be handed out every single week. And if you spend €15 or more and upload your receipt to that website, you can win €1,000 in free fuel as well. So that website again, topoilwin.ie.
There you go. Loads of fuel to stick in. Anything you want, really. You can even use it in your lawnmower, I'm sure. Old Morta is going to play this morning. He's going to try and set the standard. We had a fairly low score yesterday, I think it's fair to say. So he's going to try and get us out of the traps slightly higher today. Hiya, Owen.
Well, I'm doing my best, Deidre. How are you?
I'm all right, Owen. Thanks a million. How are you getting on?
Not too bad.
Good stuff, good stuff. How are you, feeling about this? You feeling relaxed? You sound like you're kind of laid back.
Most people that know me would say that, all right.
Good, right. That's all right. It seems like the observation.
Now, the one thing I would say to you, of course, Owen, is the fact that we do only have 60 seconds, so don't get too laid back.
No problem.
Let's try and cram in some answers. The good news, anyway, is that regardless of whatever happens, you are now the proud owner of a €125 fuel voucher courtesy of Top Oil. That's yours.
And
since
thanks very much.
Yesterday's score was only 4... I think we're giving you a fair old chance at maybe upgrading that to €500 at the end of the week. So you ready to go?
Yep.
Right, very best of luck. PJ, all good?
All good, ready to go.
Right, here we go.
In London, what is Big Ben?
A clock.
Yeah, what band was Harry Styles in before his solo career?
One Direction.
O'Hare Airport serves what American city?
What's that?
O'Hare Airport serves what city?
Chicago.
Yeah, botany is the study of what life form?
Plants.
What is the largest animal on the planet?
Blue whale.
What actor feels the need for speed?
Oh, pass.
Tom Cruise, in what sport would you use a shuttlecock?
Badminton.
Who plays Tommy Shelby in Peaky Blinders?
Cillian Murphy.
Catalonia is a region of what country?
Spain.
In The Jungle Book, what kind of animal is Baloo?
A bear.
What is the capital of Portugal?
Lisbon.
In what decade was the Godfather movie released? The 70s, which actress played Mary Poppins in the film?
Julie Andrews.
How many hearts does an octopus have?
2.
3. What 1960s American pop group created the surfing sound?
Sorry?
The surfing sound was created by what pop group in the 60s?
The Beach Boys?
That's
yes,
the one. Oh, I think you did
score.
Very well, Owen.
Absolutely.
I think you did very well.
No bother to you. To the top of the leaderboard in an absolute flurry and flourish. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 correct answers.
Very high score. Very high score for the last couple of weeks, Owen. That was really good going.
Yeah.
And you even had to deal with some heavy metal feedback right in the middle of it there.
Owen, that's going to take a fair bit of beating. You could be well on your way to upgrading your €125 voucher to a €500 voucher at the end of the week, because that's a cracking score.
He's giving me a big head fight.
I tell you, you deserve it.
Yeah. The trouble is, of course, we're building you up for somebody to come along and score 13 tomorrow.
Not at all. Hopefully not. With a bit of luck.
Listen, Owen.
Can I say hello to my wife before we go?
Of course,
yeah. Go for it, yeah.
She might not be listening. She works in the operating theatre in Navan Hospital. Emma.
Emma.
Okay, Emma Morta, is it?
Emma Morta, yeah.
Okay, good Emma, stuff. There you go. A shout out from our leading man so far.
Absolutely. Owen, have a cracking day. Take care of yourself.
Cheers, lads.
Cheers. See you, Owen. Take care. Bye-bye. So there you go. We've suddenly upped the ante to 12. But of course, the good news is that even if you don't think you could beat that score of 12 just by getting on, you still win yourself that €125 fuel voucher. So it's a shot to nothing.
It absolutely is. Yeah,
you've got to go.
All you have to do is say hello and you've already won something. So.
Exactly. And who knows, if the questions fall your way, maybe you will top that score of 12 and upgrade to that €500 voucher, all courtesy of Top Oil. And remember, the all-important website, if you're not lucky enough to win with us, you can check it out. They've all sorts of opportunities to win on topoilwin.ie. Billy Joel and Uptown Girl here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that on this Tuesday, 6th of October, 23 minutes to 10 o'clock. 087 188 0008 if you want to give us a shout. Of course, time ticking by as we slowly move towards what we hope will be a momentous day when Jaffa Jake takes down Furious Pete and his Jaffa Cake eating world record.
Telling you, I'm in training. I'm doing it all the time here. Jaffa Cakes in one end and in the...
Thank you. That's more than enough information.
And in again in the same end.
Exactly.
Because that's what... Yes. That's what I'm doing. One after the other, one after the other.
Yeah.
Getting ready to try and do this.
Magic Mike has some training things planned, some training videos planned, I think, towards the end of this week.
Good.
And I think next week might be the week when you actually take it on. Those all important 60 seconds to get 18 Jaffa Cakes swallowed.
Yeah, I just have to be honest. I thought it was 17. You know the way Magic Mike dropped a hammer on me. I thought 17 was the record.
Is the record as it stands.
I know, I misunderstood. I thought he was saying if you get 17, it's the record.
Right.
I didn't realise it was 18.
Okay.
That's all right. I've just decided I'm spreading it out, so I'm eating them in ones. That's what I'm doing.
Right.
I'm just doing one.
With a cup of tea.
Taking a break. I know, as quick as I can, though. As quick as I can.
Anyway,
we'll see how it
goes. So as part of the whole build-up and as part of the motivational, psychological aspect, because we're taking this very seriously. I don't want you to think this is some sort of, you know, willy-nilly kind of carry-on.
I don't know what's going on in the world, though. You say it one time, you open your mouth about doing a record and the whole world starts jumping on a record.
But we want to use this.
Yeah.
We want to use this as your motivation. If other people can do it, you can do it, buddy.
Damn straight. Overnight, last night, yesterday, Jim, 3 new world records were set. 3 new world records.
This is going to be a piece of cake.
3 different countries. I tell
you something.
Piece
of Jaffa cake for you.
Yeah, look at you. Look, I'm telling you.
On fire.
Well, we've definitely won pun records in this show. It's just we didn't keep count. So a guy in Italy yesterday, an Italian man who once held the Guinness Book of Records for most ice cream scoops balanced on a cone, he's back in the record books again after yesterday. He got 125 scoops rested on an ice cream cone yesterday and they all stayed there. Well done to him. Yes, 125 he got onto an ice cream cone.
How do you even do that? How do you get the height?
I'm telling you, Jim, I'm looking at a picture here. It was an Italian TV special last night. Obviously, lockdown, getting to the Italians a bit easier than what they're having specials on.
Ice cream special.
Mm. And he did that last night. He's not the only one. Another man in Idaho in the United States, he stacked 38 cookies in 30 seconds. He got the Guinness record yesterday. 38 cookies, one on top of
the
other.
That's not bad. That would have been a good record. We should have considered that.
I know.
Cookie
stacking is a very good one. Mm. 38, though. You want to see the salt, like, in fairness.
Wait a second, though. How can you say that after a man put 125 scoops of ice cream on a single cone?
I know, I will say. I'm looking at both of these.
I assume he wasn't holding the cone,
He was holding it, yeah.
And somebody else is stacking the...
No, he stacked it himself. He's scooping one hand and stacking on the other. He was. I've seen the video this morning.
And so, how tall is the cone?
It's very tall. It's like, essentially, from his chin down to his waist. It's huge. Huge.
That's 125 scoops.
That's 125 scoops, yeah. I know.
Wow.
I
thought it would be much taller than that.
No, because you can see they're wide as well. They're not one on top of the other. You're thinking like the biscuit man. No, he only had to get them all onto the cone.
He
made it quite fat.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay, got you now. Got
he made it quite. He did them in like a circle and goes up and up and up. You know what I mean?
I hear you. Okay.
Not like the cookie man. By the way, they look like Oreo cookies. They're flat. I would have thought that was a bit easy. But anyway, there's also another man in Australia. A married couple that did in Australia. The world's heaviest blueberry they grew. It was officially weighed yesterday. It's come in at more than half an ounce. The least dramatic of the three. I grant you that.
I think you should have really started with that one.
I just wanted
As an anticlimax, that's amazing. Anything that has the heaviest world record weighing in at an incredible half an ounce.
Half an ounce. Yeah, I know. But there's a reason I want to finish. I have to feel like I can achieve these things. You know what I mean? I have to feel like if I finish on ice cream, man.
Did I tell you my tip for your one as well?
No.
My tip is definitely chocolate side down.
That's the
because I think when you put the cake side down, I think it dries your tongue a little bit. And it's slippier for swallowing chocolate
you
side down.
You need the lubrication of the chocolate. Yeah, definitely. That's thankfully the way I would eat a biscuit anyway. You know, because I like to enjoy the chocolate on my tongue. Unlike you Philistines who eat your biscuits upside down, I've no idea why. or what sort of thing that makes you do that. But.
Right, so training videos, we think, on the way, just so you can get a little sort of behind-the-scenes glimpse of, you know, glimpses of exactly what PJ's been doing.
Yeah.
And then we're thinking next week might be the day when Jaffa Jake, subject to his uniform
takes
arriving.
Takes the cake.
Exactly.
Jaffa Jake takes the cake.
That's exactly what it's going to be called.
And I'll have a face like the world's biggest blueberry when I'm finished because I'm going to be so sick. I think it's pretty much, we can
actually
guarantee.
You'll probably have a face like that 125 scoops of ice cream on a cone.
I probably will, yeah. To be honest with you.
Although, bulging out of the sides.
Yeah. I'll have a belly like an ice cream cone and the face of a blueberry. Oh my God, what a thing to look forward to. I mean, this just sounds great, doesn't it?